I'm speaking now with Alyssa Peterson, a senior at Buffalo Lake Hector Stewart School. Hello.
Hi.
And have you been going to Buffalo Lake Hector Stewart Schools? Have you been in that district your whole life?
Yes.
Okay. Are you nervous about leaving?
Yes and no. I'm really, really excited to leave and to see what's out there and to try new things, but I'm really kind of sad and nervous about being in a different town, going to a bigger school, and all the new things I'm going to be experiencing.
And so what are your current plans at this point for after high school?
I plan to attend the University of North Dakota in Grand Forks. I'm going to major in biology and pre-physician assistant studies.
So what did you want to be when you were a little kid, like first or second grade?
I would say I wanted to be a teacher for the longest time because my mom was a teacher.
So how did you get from wanting to be a teacher to where you're going right now?
The older I got, the more I realized that I did not want to be a teacher and that I liked more of like the medical field side. And as I took more science classes throughout high school, I really fell in love with like medical and science classes, and that's where I knew I wanted to go.
So how did you specialize in the field that you're interested in? Because the medical field is huge. There are a million different ways you could go in it.
Right. So I knew that I did not want to be a nurse. I wanted to do something more than that, but I don't think I wanted to go to school for as many years as like a medical doctor, like a family doctor, because those will be there for 10 plus years. And a physician assistant is like a happy medium, so I'll be there for 6 years instead. So I looked more into it throughout high school, and I knew that it's exactly where I'm fitting in my future goals. So I just knew that that's where I wanted to be.
For people like me who aren't entirely sure what a physician's assistant is, could you explain that? I mean, is it anything like a nurse practitioner?
Yes, it's pretty much exactly like a nurse practitioner and like a doctor. So we basically do everything that a physician does, but we won't have like the ability to do surgeries and medical doctors. You have to schedule appointments like 6 weeks out. But if someone needed to get in like right away with someone with medical experience that isn't a doctor or isn't a nurse, like you can get in with a physician assistant. It's like a happy medium when you can't get in with a doctor. If that makes sense.
Would a physician's assistant be able to give prescriptions? Okay, see, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What are some of the activities that you've been involved in school, extracurriculars?
Okay, I've been in volleyball, basketball, track and field. I am in student council executive board, National Honor Society, choir, band, jazz choir, jazz band. I've been in FFA, 4-H, a bunch of activities in church, and through my church synod. I think that's it.
So those are all team activities, and as a physician's assistant, you're definitely going to be part of a team. Do you see those being good experiences for you?
Yes, definitely. And I think that through those activities, I learned a lot about myself and how to be a leader and how to help others in times of need and how to really bring a whole group together. And I'm good at listening with others and getting everyone's input, so I feel like those experiences definitely enhance the person that I am today, and I think it'll definitely help me in the future.
What are the sort of courses that come easiest to you and which are more difficult?
Definitely science classes, like anatomy, biology, because I've always been good with memorization, and that's a lot of science classes. You just have to memorize a lot of things. But more of my harder classes, I would say, is English or math, because math, there's so many different ways that it can be taught and so many different ways that you can find an answer that it just confuses me, and it's really hard to find that exact answer. And with English, I like having an exact answer. So with English, there's so many different ways that you can make a good paper or explain something well enough for a teacher. And teachers are all different, professors, teachers in a high school. So they all have different perspectives on how they want their papers, how they want things written. So it's really hard to get exactly what a teacher wants, if that makes sense.
Let's jump ahead. Let's say it's 10 years from now at your high school 10-year reunion, and you're seeing people you haven't seen in a while, and all the memories of high school are coming back to you, just a flood of memories. What do you think are going to be some of the strongest memories of high school that you'll carry with you?
I would say all the fun moments we had in class, or all the like homecoming videos we used to make or all the fun things we used to do for homecoming. We had so many memories and all the times when we hung out together or like our class trip or because we just went on our class trip to New York, and that will be some of like our greatest memories, I think, or prom or any of those, definitely.
So there are about 30 people in your high school class. If you were talking with someone from the Twin Cities, who a student going to a high school of 500 in a graduating class, how would you explain what you think might be some of the advantages or disadvantages of a smaller school like Buffalo Lake Hector Stewart?
I would say that I had the opportunity to be in a lot of things where I know people that go to bigger schools and they didn't have the opportunity to be in so many things because being in a sport at a bigger school takes up a lot of your time and takes up a lot of commitment. Where here, like, we have the opportunity to be in so many different things because they don't have enough people for each thing. So I got the opportunity to definitely be in all kinds of activities and sports, and I'm very thankful for that. And I grew relationships with teachers on a very personal level, and especially with the kids in my class. And I got to be friends with kids from sixth grade all the way up to my senior class because I just knew everyone so well, where there's kids at bigger schools that don't even know anyone outside of their class. So I think that that's definitely an advantage, and it was probably one of my favorite things about this school.
Very good. Thank you. Talking with Alyssa Peterson, a senior at Buffalo Lake Hector Stewart School. Thank you.
Thank you.